This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Pentagon says a drone strike in Syria killed a U.S. contractor and wounded five American troops and another contractor. The U.S. suspects this was an Iranian-made drone. American forces retaliated with precision airstrikes in Syria, says the U.S., targeting facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard. China is warning of serious consequences after the U.S. Navy sailed a destroyer around the disputed Paracel Islands in the South China Sea for a second day in a row. Beijing claims that violates its sovereignty and security. President Biden's in Canada for talks with Prime Minister Trudeau. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Several of the world's most difficult challenges are on the agenda. The war in Ukraine, climate change, trade, mass migration, and an increasingly assertive China. But two important areas of agreement already appear in hand. U.S. and Canadian officials say Ottawa will escalate its timeline for military upgrades to the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, and an update to rules for migrants seeking asylum. The deal eliminates a loophole under existing rules that's resulted in thousands of migrants annually crossing into Canada at a non-official checkpoint, enabling them to stay in the country. As part of the agreement, Canada is expected to announce that 15,000 migrants from the Western Hemisphere will be given slots to apply to enter. I'm Ben Thomas.
To Los Angeles now, the AP's Donna Warder.
Schools are expected to be open in Los Angeles on Friday, with service employee union members returning from a three-day strike. It wasn't immediately clear if negotiations had made progress.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. A Pennsylvania woman linked to a far-right extremist movement has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for storming the U.S. Capitol and invading then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. This is AP News. Now to the subject of a vaccine mandate for government workers.
An appeals court has blocked a vaccine mandate for U.S. government workers. A federal appeals court has blocked President Joe Biden's order that federal employees get vaccinated against COVID-19. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected arguments that Biden, as the nation's chief executive, has the same authority as the CEO of a private corporation to require that employees be vaccinated. Opponents of the policy said it was an encroachment on federal workers' lives that neither the Constitution nor federal statutes authorize. Biden issued the executive order in September 2021. The White House said at one point that 98% of federal workers were vaccinated. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown, appointed by then-President Donald Trump, issued a nationwide injunction against the requirement back in January 2022. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Dow gained 75 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.